El Paso has a wealth of community service organizations, but for the last 20 years, one in particular, the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, has been getting very creative in how they serve our local community, especially in all forms of relieving the burden of cancer. My guests today are the Executive Director of the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, Patty Tiscareño, and Board Member Jeannie Foskett. Welcome, ladies, and congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you. We look good for 20, don't we?
Yeah. Your mom's let you out by yourselves. Ain't that something? Yeah, this is very exciting. Patty, would you review very quickly for those who are not familiar with the foundation, how it came into being?
Sure. 20 years ago, the little 1901 Grandview building, which was the El Paso Cancer Treatment Center, a community treasure, it was community-owned, and it was a freestanding radiation therapy center. Mm-hmm. It sold to a for-profit, and it's still in existence now, offering all kinds of treatment modalities. But the proceeds from that sale, very much the way Providence's sale funded the Paso del Norte Health Foundation, mm-hmm. this sale funded the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation.
Yes. Now, in the interest of fair disclosure, I must say that I have the honor of being, for the past couple of years, on the board of the foundation. And this is where I really began to know and understand the depth and breadth of what you do in the community. It's a stunning array of services. I've just really enjoyed and have come to appreciate learning so much about all of this. Right now, this is a crucial point in the organization's history in that it is that 20th anniversary. So what is new and what's remodeled and what's old and doesn't need to be fixed?
Well, you know, as you well know, by the time you're 20, you're out of those teen years. Mm-hmm. You've arrived. You know what you're doing. And so to that end, the foundation has got 2 decades of experience, mm-hmm. of community leadership, and last year, we funded a cancer needs assessment that was community-wide, and we asked our partners, the players, the people who provide ancillary services like we do, what do we need to be doing? What do we need to be providing in the community? What is missing in the cancer survivor's journey? And mm-hmm. as you know, Monica and Jean, the survivor's journey is from the point of diagnosis until the time of their death.
And so, it's not limited to those who have the cancer patients.
Not at all.
The foundation's umbrella covers everyone affected by the diagnosis.
Oh, absolutely. If you're a caregiver or a casual acquaintance, a friend, there's a role. And mm-hmm. certainly you're called a survivor just like everyone else.
Sure.
But from that needs assessment, we found out that there were a few things we needed to be doing better. And I think the most important things that came to the top were that we needed to meet the needs of people on a supportive basis. There were no support groups in town. They were short-lived and people couldn't access them. And a lot of the healthcare providers who were providing the oversight for those, they're just so mired in paperwork anymore, plus their hearts, their days are so long. So we addressed that in a really, really special program that we started this year.
Yes, and that brings me to Jean. This is a wonderful series of workshops that has been so thoughtfully designed. Tell me about Survive and Thrive.
As Patty mentioned, one of the outcomes of the needs assessment was that we needed some different kinds of survivor workshops. And so we thought we would do something that looks at the whole experience in a more positive and growth-oriented way, looking at the entire individual and not just focusing only on the cancer experience. Mm-hmm. So based on that, we've developed a 6-week or 6 times course, and it focuses on the spiritual, the physical, the practical, and on all of it is based, too, on who you are now and what your new journey is going to be as you become cancer-free.
Well, these 6 sessions, each is unique, each designed to be, I believe, 2 hours.
Correct.
And so theoretically 6 weeks if you go once a week. And in looking at them, I found that it was kind of like the diabetic diet. If you're shocked by the diagnosis of diabetes, you start to realize that what's good for the diabetic is good for everybody. It's just a healthy way to live. And this is a similar approach in that the cancer diagnosis so much brings you back around to just living a healthier life and maintaining that healthier perspective. There's a great deal of artistry that went into the writing and the inspiration that's delivered through these workshops.
And I know Jean won't take credit for this, but she is one of the authors
yes.
of this workshop, she and Dr. Susan Congrel. And the thought and the energy that went into creating these very individual modules, the first one, for example, is all about building trust.
Mm-hmm.
And these, Monica, are facilitated workshops. They're not just let's get together and have a gripe session like the old ones.
You walk out and walk out heavier than you got there.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
The coolest thing about this that these ladies put into it was that there is ice breaking, there's opportunity for people to journal, for people to share or not share,
mm-hmm.
whichever feels best for them. But I thought the most poignant thing to me was that every session ends with a gratitude component. And Jean, you put that in there for a really specific purpose, didn't you?
Well, yes, there's research that demonstrates that people who have an attitude of gratitude, which we talk about, towards their entire life have better lives. And so one of the things we wanted to do was demonstrate that to all the participants, that if you wake up and focus on the good things in your life, the positive things in your life, the good people in your life, that, and as you said, it's applicable to everybody, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the driving force behind these workshops. So that was our concept.
And how soon will this, will they launch?
They're going on right now as we speak, and I know you're going to give our number as 562-7660 at the foundation. You can call and inquire as to when the classes will be. Our goals and efforts are to put them citywide so that mm-hmm. if you live west or east or central, that you have one accessible to you and available to you. They're facilitated, and so they're very well managed.
Yes.
And we have a mantra that if you feed them, they will come. And so we feed people, and we provide amenities. And really
– brilliant.
It is a wonderful mantra to which I've subscribed all my life.
So here we are with the – yes, go ahead, Jeannie.
I was just going to say the other thing we want to be sure to mention is that we have absolutely fabulous facilitators.
Yes.
They're all experienced. Many of them do this sort of thing professionally. They did go through the training, of course, for this specific set of mm-hmm. sessions, but they're just wonderful and mm-hmm. so eager and committed to the whole program.
And sensitive to different levels of participation and people's comfort, which
absolutely.
Is so important. So there's a kind of a literary component, if you will, and a teaching component to the
absolutely.
Arts Incorporated in this foundation. And that brings me kind of to a wonderful visual component. The logo has been redone not too long ago. You refreshed the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation logo to this wonderful swirling combination of colors, which represent the colors of cancer.
Doesn't it just look fabulous?
It does. It's
you
so
know,
exciting.
When we first started, we're the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation. And so the first thing you think about is our lovely mountains and our wonderful mm-hmm. flowing river sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And there's water now.
There's
and then.
Water,
yeah.
yes.
There has been.
But nonetheless, it didn't convey exactly what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And since we are not just pink, which is the ribbon for breast,
yes. mm-hmm.
and we're not just teal, which is the ribbon for ovarian, or navy blue, which is the ribbon for prostate. There's a ribbon color for every cancer.
Yes.
And so we charged our marketing folks with coming up with something that would reflect indeed that we represent all the colors of cancer, not just one. And so their logo is really attractive. It's bright.
Lovely.
And
yes.
it really is, I think, ties into our survive and thrive. It makes
yes.
you feel like.
It's colorful.
It
it's
is.
Bright. It's,
just,
it's enervating.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And everything about Rio Grande Cancer Foundation is interwoven. It's
mm-hmm.
it's sort of interdisciplinary.
Oh, I like that too. Yes,
yeah.
It all overlaps very nicely. And of course, you gave the phone number a moment ago to call for information. I'll repeat that in a bit. But your website, RGCF for Rio Grande Cancer Foundation .org, has also been recently redone and reflects this colorful, nice mood about the whole thing. So tell us about that and about how you've handled the magazine that the foundation was putting out for quite some time.
Yeah, that was In the Know, Understanding the Cancer Experience. And our technology has changed the way we read, the way we live, the way we deliver things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to go online with In the mm-hmm. Know. And so on our website, you can still catch your favorite issues. They're tied to the colors of the cancer of the month. They have practical information, good articles about people in our community. So your favorite is still there.
Recipes.
recipes for healthy living, for good food. And it's, you know, it's just not that hard to do, to come up with something that's good and healthy to eat. What I did want to share with your audience on the website was that one of our charges as being leaders in the community is that we want to promote anything that is out there that is going to benefit a cancer patient. That could be exercise. That could be Tai Chi. It could be yoga. It could be classes for grief or forums, workshops that might empower you.
That is one of the things I admire so much about the foundation is the willingness to be a clearinghouse for all available resources.
And we want you to come to the website, drop us a line and say, hey, put our event on your website.
Sweet.
We'll
okay.
do that. We'll send all your details there and get people interested in what you're doing because it all helps.
Yes. Well, another fabulous outreach and really a collaborative effort has been with the El Paso Public Libraries. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, the library in our world is called the Greenhouse. And the Greenhouse was named affectionately for J. Layton Green, Jr., an attorney who was with Kemp Smith, a very important figure and very instrumental in the setup of our foundation. So when he passed in 98, we named our resource center. At that time, books, pamphlets, audio. We had cassette tapes, if you can remember that.
Oh, yes.
We did evolve past 8-track, but... But nonetheless, the library itself has become a different animal because people can download things on their iPads and they can pick up more of what they want and information on a diagnosis is disposable. Yes. So what we did is we sent all of our collection to the wonderful El Paso Public Library people who have taken all of our collection and distributed among all of the library branches. So go to your El Paso Public Library, get your library card, and walk in and ask to see the Greenhouse collection. Mm-hmm. And all of the books that are there from ancillary treatments to alternative therapies to biographies and coping and poetry, all of them are in the collections at the library. So we're very, very delighted with that partnership. It reaches a population we need to reach.
And you had a very rich collection of books.
And I think, too, it demonstrates another thing that the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation does, which is have partnerships throughout the community for any number of reasons.
Well, all of these books and resources that were distributed that are now in the libraries were previously in other locations where over time perhaps the usership fell away and they maximum use wasn't being made of them.
Absolutely.
So this, where people go to a library specifically to read up, that's just a perfect partnership. And Keep On Dancing used to be the name of your annual conference. Tell me what's happened there.
It's now being called the Survivorship Conference, and we have workshops. It's an all-day conference. It'll be in August. It'll be at the
Wyndham Hotel.
The Wyndham Hotel. And we have workshops all day long, and we generally have big speakers. We haven't planned the full program, but wonderful giveaways. We have a breakfast. We have a lunch. We do everything we can to make everyone comfortable and welcome.
Yes.
Wide variety of topics.
Food.
Food, yes.
Are you sensing a pattern here?
Learning makes you hungry.
Okay. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah. We're really delighted this year, though, that the conference has always been directed towards the layperson.
Yes.
And this year, we're adding a CEU, which is a continuing education unit.
Yes.
So, professionals, come on out. It's going to cost you $75 to go to this thing. There are wonderful speakers. And you have the opportunity as a professional to interact with the lay population and vice versa. It's really cool to have your nurse hang out with you or your social worker or, you know, your cancer patients become really close with their caregivers. So I think it's a really win-win.
And it's both an emotionally supportive and intelligent environment because there's a lot to learn. There's not a room there that you don't go into and get new, fresh, usable information.
Absolutely.
So it's an exciting conference. And again, that's the 2016 Cancer Survivor Conference.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to call it, we're still kind of playing with it because Keep On Dancing for so many years, people thought we were at Arthur Murray or maybe we were dancing with the stars.
Yes.
I think we're going to probably settle on Survive and Thrive, the Cancer Survivors
Conference.
Oh,
that would be lovely.
Doesn't that just make sense?
The Survive and Thrive Conference.
No and you know what? While we're on the air, I just want to shout out because Jean and I have been working together on this conference for probably 7 years. This is our seventh conference. And the people who are on our committee They rock. They're the same people who come back, and they bring more people every year.
They just don't have enough sense to realize they're volunteer, and they're not getting paid. They're just doing the same job as if they were.
Please don't publicize that part of this interview, okay?
Okay, we won't mention that.
But it is a great group of volunteers. They're wonderful.
Can you give me a quick overview of the organizations who also receive financial support through the foundation?
Sure, and I think since we're on a state of the arts program, I want to focus on a couple, because we give funding to folks for things as diverse as the El Paso Baptist Clinic for pap smears, dysplasia, things that are much more clinical. But I want to focus on a couple of areas. One of them is Creative Kids.
Yes.
And everyone knows those guys. Stephen and Andrea, they're just
amazing.
Rock. They
amazing.
Are. We fund their Arts in Motion program at Providence Children's Hospital, which is a pediatric oncology workshop. It's painting and art and computer. And I mean, these kids, they just do it beautifully. In fact, right now in our offices at Vista del Sol, we have artwork hanging from the students at Creative Kids. So that's one area in which I feel arts and medicine kind of cross. On the other one, we have a really unique program with some of the area high schools that we call FACE. It is a fine arts program in which we have wig heads, white styrofoam wig heads. Thank you. Fine Arts Creating Cancer Enlightenment.
There you go.
The wig heads, white wig heads, are given to the art students and under
these
the direction.
These are the foam.
The foam ones
wig
that
heads,
you put the wig heads on. And they're just white and they look really sterile. When they come back from the students, they come back with a personal touch, an artistic creation, and a lesson has gone back into the classroom. Why am I painting this? Why do people lose their hair? Oh, chemotherapy. What do I need to do? What things can I step
lesson
into right
and empathy
now?
Too.
Empathy, sympathy, and it's a good time to recognize that you're not 10 feet tall, bulletproof, and invincible, that you are a teenager, but it's
you'll
a good time.
You'll never get that through to teens,
no?
But you can plant the seed.
Okay.
We have just a minute or so left, but tell me very quickly, for those who don't know, about your PATS program, P-A-T-S.
Yeah, that is our most popular program, and what it is, it's a patient assistance program. We're very cognizant that cancer doesn't discriminate in any capacity, much less financial. So as long as you have a physician's referral to our program, and we do have a limited budget, so sometimes we do have to say no, but we will provide you with a prepaid Visa gift card in the amount of $250 up to twice a year, and you can use that for your copay, for your medications, for your travel, for anything that is associated with your cancer treatment. And I'll tell you, there are more people who use that service than any of our services. That and our wig, hats, scarves, lymphedema, mastectomy garments, which is under our Four Seasons program. Those two programs together account for about $150,000 in funds that we put into those two programs.
Well, I suspect that listeners in these few minutes have gained some sense of what it is that the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation does. It is amazing. I encourage anyone who has not done so to take a moment and drop by the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation. That's at 10460 Vista del Sol, or just give them a call at 562-7660 or visit the website rgcf.org to learn more about this amazing organization or to access their resources. I want to thank my guests today, who are Executive Director of the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, Patty Tiscareño, and Board Member Jeannie Foskett. Thank you so very much, ladies, and congratulations on the 20th anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I had fun.
Yes.